man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
Welcome, folks. You're tuned in to the Trump Phenomenon here on August 15th, 2018. I'm James Kelso, and the show is live from here in the great state of North Dakota. The hosting for this show is through RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, which is based in Round Rock, Texas. And you, wherever you are, you're welcome to join us at 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And let's see, where should we begin? Donald Trump has a lot of great tweets tonight. Today, let's see here, he has just in a few hours tweeted a dozen times, looks to me to be more than about a dozen tweets. They're all good. The news, we have the Manafort trial, I guess, going to a jury now. So we'll see how where that goes. And I think I like the move of the defense in Paul Manafort's case, which is when the prosecution rested. Some of you were legal beagles. You know this strategy. When the prosecution rested, the defense stood up and said, "The defense rests." And the basis, and then asked for explanation. The defense attorney said that they felt the prosecution had so clearly not met the burden of proof, their charges, there was no need to put on any defense. It's not as if they did not speak at all. They did cross-examine the witnesses put on by the prosecution. So the jury got to see lots of a case being made through that vehicle. Anyway, be interesting to see how this goes. this is a tax trial. I mean, look at this. This is a tax trial taken out of the deep freeze from years ago, before having nothing at all to do with Donald Trump or the presidential election. Nothing at all. And it's in front of a judge, a great judge, T.S. Ellis, who kept this trial on the right track. And I love his quote, one of my favorite quotes from any judge ever, when addressing the Barry of Bob Mueller persecution, let's not call it prosecution, persecution team. He had the three words that will live forever in the annals of law. Come on, man. Spoken to the clowns working for Mueller. And then he went even further. Really went way out on a limb of excellent frankness and truthfulness, and said, you're not after Paul Manafort. Come on, man. You're after Trump. And you're looking for impeachment or something like that. And that was great. And of course, that's all this is. And it's a complete perversion of the American system of justice. You don't squeeze people. This is the Soviet Bolshevik style or the Chinese style. You don't squeeze friends, associates, or people surrounding a person in order to get at your real target. And of course, they've done this now. They're squeezing several people. They squeezed Mike Flynn, who's a distinguished American whose career was wrecked by Mueller. Now they're squeezing Paul Manafort, who's not as distinguished an American, but, he's just a businessman who's out there making money. And of course, when he files his taxes, which involve tens of millions of dollars, could those taxes have been filed differently? Well, you've all seen the studies. The tax code is such a mess that it's not only could they be filed differently, it's impossible for any two tax accountants to file a large tax return identically. It's mathematically impossible that two accountants going through, let's say, a return that involves, hundreds, thousands of deductions, expenses, millions of dollars, they will come out with, not only will they be different tax returns, and remember, if the returns are different, one of them must be wrong, right? So one of them must be cheating, quote unquote, right? No. The answer is, and the discrepancies, the differences from accountant, this study has been done. If you take 20 accountants and you turn them loose on a large tax return, they will come up with, of course, 20 different results, but they will be wildly different. One accountant may have the guy getting a $2 million refund. Another one may have, say, you owe $1 million in taxes. Wildly different. So what's the point? The point is not that people are breaking the tax code. The point is the tax code is broken. It's a joke. It constitutes what? Does somebody remember the number? The total pages of the U.S. tax code is something that's, 10 feet tall, stacked up. It's tens of thousands of pages. No human being who's ever lived has ever read all of it, let alone understood it or mastered it. It can't be mastered. So it's a tax trial. And of course, the guy's going to have discrepancies. People are going to disagree, et cetera, et cetera. Let's hope that the jury and judge in the case understand that and say, get off the guy's, get off his leg, will you? The guy is, leave him alone. Let's hope they make that decision. If they convict him, well, then we'll see where it goes from there. But it has nothing to do with Donald Trump. Also, I like Manafort. I think somewhere said, I saw a quote, somebody else who knows more about it may enlighten us here on the show, where Manafort said there was no possibility of a deal with Mueller. I like the sound of that, I think, because the purpose of squeezing somebody is to make a deal. So if Manafort is saying there's no possibility of a deal. That, I think that might be a sign that Mueller, T.S. Ellis is right. Mueller's goal is not to put Paul Manafort in jail. If that's all he accomplishes, he failed big. And he's seeking more than 300 years in jail for somebody on a tax charge that normally would carry no more than a one-year jail sentence if convicted upon it. Let me go to my call-in board here. Let me check it. And then make sure I'm not missing some calls here. Give me just a second to access you folks out there in caller land. Here it is, right here. 800-313-9443. Lines are open. You can call in if you like. Here's a piece of, let's go to some more good news. And if there is bad news here in the Trump era, surrounding the Trump phenomenon, hey, I'll be happy to report it to you. The absence of bad news is simply the fact that the Donald Trump presidency is so successful and is doing so much for us. There isn't bad news to report. Here's some good news. Trump revokes John Brennan's security clearance. Yes, we could all cheer at once. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders read a statement from President Donald Trump Wednesday, that's today, announcing that the administration is revoking, I like that word, revoking former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. And we should have come up with a nickname for John Brennan. Barry of Bob Mueller, Rodney the Rat Rodenstein. What would be a good one for John Brennan? Something maybe based on the fact that in 1976, in his first presidential election, first time he voted, I believe, was it the 21-year-old John Brennan voted for Communist Party USA presidential candidate Gus Hall. And this guy became our CIA director under Obama. What's wrong? What's wrong with this picture? Gus Hall, Communist Party USA, director of the CIA, America's top, you could say, agency concerned with such things as communist subversion. You can't make this stuff up. Here it goes. Sanders read the statement from President Trump at the opening of a late scheduled press briefing. She said the president has a constitutional responsibility to protect classified information. I like that. Several other former and current officials are being considered for having their clearances revoked. Oh, this is going to be good. Oh, I wish the list were longer here. They only include a few of them. James Clapper. Yes. James Comey. Yes. Remember, Clapper was the director of national intelligence under Obama. Susan Rice. Oh, yes. Lisa Page, of course. Bruce Orr. And then, and others. I'd like to know who those others are. It's, you know, this is just Sanders. And then, of course, they should all have their clearances yanked. Sanders said they are willing to consider reviewing, and they being Donald Trump, any security clearance as they deem necessary. And then here's her full statement. As the head of the executive branch and commander-in-chief, I have, this is Donald Trump speaking, I have a unique constitutional responsibility to protect the nation's classified information. That's right. Unique. No other person has this responsibility. Then back to Trump. He says, including by controlling access to it. Today, in fulfilling that responsibility, I've decided to revoke the security clearance of John Brennan, former director of the Central Intelligence Agency. Historically, former heads of intelligence and law enforcement agencies have been allowed to retain access to classified information after their government service so that they can consult with their successors regarding matters about which they may have special insights. And as a professional courtesy, neither of these justifications supports Mr. Brennan's continued access to classified information. First, at this point in my administration, any benefits that senior officials might glean from consultations with Mr. Brennan are not outweighed by the risks posed by his erratic conduct. Nice. And behavior. Second, that conduct and behavior has tested and far exceeded the limits of any professional courtesy that may have been due to him. Oh, this is great prose. Mr. Brennan, this is, let's see, is this Trump still? I think it is. Oh my gosh, it is. I won't be able to read the whole statement. It's wonderful. This is long. Mr. Brennan has a history that calls into question his objectivity and credibility. Let's see, he lists a number of very erratic, very unpatriotic things that Brennan has done. Here's an example. Mr. Brennan told Congress that the intelligence community did not make use of the so-called Steele dossier in an assessment regarding the 2016 election. And of course, we know that was a lie. He's lied repeatedly to us. He also lied when he was asked in a congressional hearing under oath whether intelligence agencies were spying on us en masse. And he said no. He said no. And then you could hear his brain. You could hear the gears grinding in his brain for a couple of seconds after he said no. And then he added the qualifier. Let me try to remember his words. It amounted to not intentionally, but he didn't use that word. Not wittingly. Not wittingly. Oh, I see. Oh. What is it? The something, the web we weave when we deceive? Yes, Mr. Brennan. Let's go down to the end of this. For this reason, I have begun to review the more general questions of the access to classified information by government officials. As part of this review, oh, here's a bigger list. I am evaluating, oh, our president names them. I am evaluating action with respect to the following individuals: James Clapper, James Comey, Michael Hayden, new name, Sally Yates, Susan Rice, Andrew McCabe, good, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Ohr. Security clearances for those who still have them may be revoked, and those who have already lost their security clearance may not be able to have it reinstated. I have exercised my constitutional authority to deny Mr. Brennan access to classified information. very wonderful. That was worth the price of admission for today alone right there. Oh, I love this. More good news. Nancy Pelosi wants to be House Speaker again. I love that. Paul Ryan at least had the common sense to get out of Dodge and not run for Congress again. But this is our dream and President Trump's dream come true. He has said over and over again, please, please, Nancy, please run. And please, Democrats, please retain Nancy Pelosi as your minority leader, trying to become Speaker of the House. Of course, she can't until they gain a majority. Nancy Pelosi, here's the kind of crazy talk she engages in. She says that Maxine Waters strikes fear in the heart of Trump. Here's another. The Democrats come out with these great gems. Here's Bernie Sanders today saying the Republican Party is bankrupt intellectually. This is Bernie Sanders, who's a communist. Speaking of people who not only vote for communists, like John Brennan, how about a guy who is a communist, like Bernie Sanders? Okay. Here's what Donald Trump had up. Let's see. Does Maxine Waters strike terror into the heart of Donald Trump? I don't think, not as long as he's not in a dark room with her alone. I don't think so. We'll be right back after this break.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow, just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Yeah, I don't want no handout living and don't want a part of anything they're giving. I'm proud and white and I got a song to sing. Well, I've said a few things and I'll admit it. If you want to get ahead, you got to hump and get it. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Hump and get it now. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a small town boy, been around a little. I like guitars and I like a fiddle, and that's the kind of soul it takes to fan my flame. Well, I'm a blue-eyed Billy, kind of frail and ruddy, so I'll have to work to be somebody. I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey,
I don't want
back.
No handout living and
don't want a part of anything they're giving. They're giving.
White, I got a song to sing.
Well, the welcome back here to the Trump Phenomenon. Let me see if I have the Maxine Waters Nancy Pelosi says that Maxine Waters strikes terror into the heart of Donald Trump. So let's look. Let's go to the Great Patriot Rally in Great Falls, Montana, right there, as Merle Haggard would say, somewhere in the middle of Montana, which is where Great Falls is, in the middle of Montana. Let's see what he had to say here about Maxine Waters. I can get it to play.
I said it the other day. Yes, she is a low IQ individual, Maxine Waters. I said it the other day. I mean, honestly, she's somewhere in the mid-60s, I believe that. He will be impeached. I will impeach him. Even the Democrats are saying, how are you saying that? They don't want to use that word because it gets the Republicans out the vote. They say, stay away from that word. Especially since she's done nothing wrong. That helps also, right? There's no collusion. No collusion. After spending $22 million, it's awfully tough. And the House just left and they said there's no collusion. Can you imagine this? It's all a ruse. This was an excuse for the Democrats who lost an election, who actually got their ass kicked. 306.
I love it.
306 to 223. That's a pretty good shellacking. 306. Hey, we won states. Take Wisconsin. I just left Wisconsin. So we won. In fact, we're building. They're building. Friends of mine. Foxconn. They make the Apple laptops and.
I would have to leave it right there. But you, Joe, Patriots in Great Falls were loving it. They got their ass kicked. And, you know, that's in the same paragraph, next paragraph, to his statement that, what did he say? Maxine Waters is somewhere in the mid-60s on the IQ scale. Now, IQ, folks, you know, average IQ is 100.
And CNN political commentator and a Democratic strategist, as well as Republican strategist Rick Wilson.
60. In the mid-60s, of course, is, I don't know what the formal categorization there in the mid-60s, but we're getting down in the retarded moron area there. The mid-60s is not good in the IQ department. So Donald Trump has said such things, and he's – but here's the remarkable thing about Donald Trump. This is part of the Trump phenomenon, part of his secret formula, which is not secret at all. It's wide open. It's there for anybody to see. As to how to win with white folks. And that is tell the truth. Tell the truth. And also be several things. And the audience will get it. They can tell. Donald Trump is not a racist. When he says Maxine Waters has an IQ in the mid-60s, he's being honest. He is not a racist. He, in the campaign trail, in the primaries, he said often when this, you know, they'd sling this charge at him that he's a racist. He'd say, I'm the least racist person probably on this stage. Oh, and another thing he said over and over again, I'm the least racist person you'll ever meet. And guess what? America believes Donald Trump. And they did not elect him because they think he's a racist. They elected him because they think he's... he's not the things that have failed so miserably in the history of some political efforts that have gone down in flames for more than 50 years. If America believes that you're one of three things, I'll get you right after this break, they will never vote for you. Donald Trump showed how to win and be brutally honest.
Just an earthbound misfit.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Every time we stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Okay, we're back, folks. And, I was just mentioning how Donald Trump has shown how to win. Don't be an anti-Semite. Don't be a racist. Don't be a Nazi. Those three things. And then you can be as tough. You can punch as hard as you like. You can punch at somebody like Maxine Waters and call her low IQ. You can punch at Elizabeth Warren and call her Pocahontas. And you will have the American public. You will be winning with the people you must win with, which is our people. If any movement or activity is going to have any meaning, if it's not just an exercise in vanity, an exercise in whatever that means, being right for yourself, or with a club of your buddies. No, if you're going to win with white America, then listen to Donald Trump. Here's another thing that happened today that's just great. A guy who can't handle that, can't take it. And that's Jonah Goldberg, the editor of National Review. And this guy has come apart. He has come unglued mentally. Today, he spent the day attacking Donald Trump as a family man and as a father and attacking his character. You're not going to believe this. Again, I say you can't make this stuff up. Now, if you recall back, there was a moment in the primaries where National Review devoted an entire issue entitled Against Trump, big cover. I used to read National Review religiously, every issue. I back in the days when I was really poor, not just poor, I couldn't afford the subscription. I would go to the library near my house here in Kansas City, Missouri, outside of Kansas City in the country, and I would read every issue as soon as it came out. The only magazine I could afford at the time, I couldn't afford a bunch of subscriptions, so I did subscribe to American Opinion, the John Birch Society magazine. And of course, I ran down the driveway to get that as soon as I saw that delivered. But the no more reading of National Review. National Review has gone utterly neocon, utterly Republican in name only, rhino. So it's a worthless rag now. But they launched an entire issue attacking Donald Trump. And here are some of the contributors. My old classmate, you know, I was on the same debate team with him, the same quiz championship quiz team with him. Had all the same classes and, you know, spent time playing chess at his house and, you know, going over lists of the presidents and their cabinets with him is to brush up for the quiz team contests among high schools in California. Michael Medved, who's now, you know, a fellow radio host with, let's see, I don't know how many millions more listeners, I'll tell you a story someday about that. I've shared a little bit of that with you, how Michael Medved was handed his radio network on a silver platter. I was there the day it happened at his house. Michael Medved, he was one of the contributors to the Never Trump, the, what was it, Against Trump issue. Here's some others that were in there. Bill Kristol, names you'll recognize. Mona Sharon, Brent Bozell, Glenn Beck was in there. Michael Mukasey, John Podhoretz, Thomas Sowell was in there, libertarian. Cal Thomas was in there. Some surprises, but some expected people in there. Ed Meese was in there. Anyway, he spent the entire day today attacking Donald Trump, and you're not going to believe this. Jonah Goldberg, give you his little basics. He's only 49 years old, born in New York City, went to Goucher, here is the story. Let me find it. Jonah Goldberg, Never Trump pundit and senior editor at National Review, gave President Donald Trump low marks as a husband and father today, Wednesday. And this he's doing all these stupid things on his Twitter account. And I'm not going to spend too much time on this because it's so ridiculous. But he says, very little evidence that Donald Trump is a good dad. His kids were raised by his ex-wife, and he had little to do with them until they were older. He doesn't seem like a great dad to Tiffany. That's one of his daughters. Even now, he was. How does he know that? He was a terrible husband to at least two of his wives. Well, all three have said they love him. Now, then he said he compared Donald Trump to Obama and said Obama never cheated on his wife and bragged about it. That was easy, he says. Then he says there are many politicians that are good family men and never cheated on their wives. There are other definitions many normal politicians can clear that Donald Trump cannot. Quote, Jonah, who the hell do you think you are? Goldberg. Then Breitbart answers, and Robert Krajicek is covering the story for Breitbart, and he responds, Trump's children have repeatedly praised their father's parenting. All of them have, folks, profusely and profoundly, crediting him with facilitating their accomplishments, including Tiffany. And then despite that never Trump issue, Goldberg did not hinder Trump as he won the GOP nomination and ultimately the presidency. Goldberg now spends his nights fretting about another family's relationships while Trump serves as the leader of the free world. I love that. What a sore loser, Jonah Goldberg. And I'll bet you a dollar to a donut that National Review is in free fall. I'll bet you their subscriptions are plummeting. I'll bet you they're being kept alive only by some sugar daddy like George Soros, some kind of guy like that out there is probably writing checks every month to keep National Review actually still alive, because there is no reason for National Review anymore. There's nothing conservative, right wing, or anything else meritorious about National Review. That's the magazine created, you may recall, by William F. Buckley, and did have some good writers at one point. People like Joe Sobrin, a great patriot who's no longer with us, died a tragic, had a very tragic end, really. But Joe Sobrin, a real patriot of our people, who was bounced by Bill Buckley for being a great patriot of our people. Let's see here. Let's look for some other story. I don't want to spend too much time on Jonah Goldberg. Let's go to Donald Trump's tweets today. And I'll hit refresh here to get the latest tweets. Always have to do that with the president. Yes, here's a tweet 27 minutes ago. After I started the show today, Donald Trump tweets this. John Brennan, he's quoting Dan Bongino, who's this great former, I don't know if it was FBI or Secret Service, but great. And he's a wonderful interview. He's only appearing on Fox. They're the only people that put his voice on. Dan Bongino tweeted or quoted by Donald Trump, quote, John Brennan is a stain on the country. We deserve better than this. Unquote, former Secret Service agent and author of the new book, Spygate, The Attempted Sabotage of Donald J. Trump by Dan Bongino. Thank you, Dan, and good luck with the book. Beautiful, huh? Then his next tweet, this is the one that was 28 minutes ago. He's quoting another great figure, Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney for the Washington, D.C. area. And he says, this is a quote from Joe DiGenova, quote, Hillary Clinton clearly got a pass by the FBI. We have the unfortunate situation where they then decided they were going to frame Donald Trump, unquote, writes Donald Trump. And he says, concerning the rigged witch hunt, Joe DiGenova, former U.S. attorney, and he thanks Joe DiGenova for that. So our president, this great man, this great family man, would you like to have had Donald Trump as your father? Would anybody with their brain screwed in straight? Of course. Would I marry Donald Trump? I have to think about it. What a family man. What a great man. What a huge-hearted, generous, kind, incredibly hardworking, brilliant specimen of manhood Donald Trump is. And let's see here. Oh, well, some other people that are appreciating Donald Trump, if Jonah Goldberg can't, the presidential approval ratings, a new set of those just came out. On this day last year, Donald Trump tweets, my popularity was 19% among black Americans. Guess what it is today, folks? I'll keep you in mystery here for a second. It was 19% 1 year ago. Today, double that number, 36%. Dang near double. Wow. That's good news. Here's another tweet from the president today. Oh, well, this is a nice one. Going back to our opening theme, happy birthday to the leader of the Democratic Party, Maxine Waters. It's Donald Trump's tweet today. let's see. A bunch of other congratulations, too. This is the other story that's breaking. Wonderful story is that Donald Trump style Republicans are winning across the board in primaries, statewide, national election, mayoral. Trump supporters are winning wonderfully. So the blue wave that Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi are predicting is looking kind of red. It's kind of a red wave of support for the greatest president in American history. Oh, hey, Michael in Wisconsin, one of a state that went for Trump and hadn't for the longest time. Michael, you're on the air.
Yeah, the Packer fans had to get it right sooner or later, right?
Well,
anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I just want to say how much I love your show and the whole format, quoting Trump's tweets and all that. And there's just one thing I want to say. It makes me nauseous when I hear people say, Trump's a good man. He's not perfect, though. He's not perfect. You know what? He's the perfect, with extreme exactitude, choice that the creator of the universe chose for this hour. He's exactly who God wanted. It's God's perfect choice. So that's all that needs to be said. And everything is happening for a reason. His name is God. There's only two other options. Nothing's happening for a reason or something's, and both are unscientific and unscriptural. So it's all God. He's God's perfect choice. Thank you, Jesus. End of subject.
Michael, would you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Call the show more often?
All right, I'll do that. I have called in the past, but I'm always glorifying the Lord. That kind of turns off the Antichrist. But I'd say most people that are Trump are, at least somewhat Christian anyway. But just want to glorify the Lord first and then glorify his choice, because we do need a sense of humor now. I mean, America is so doused and drenched in this uptight tension, And Trump brings levity back to the scene. And he's becoming more and more comfortable in who he is. This whole Trump organization, everything he's done in the past, has only prepared him for becoming president. And I believe he's absolutely having the time of his life.
Michael, you're a very perceptive person. I agree with you. I agree with you completely. I think he's really hitting his stride. He's really settling in. And you're right. He's found his sense of humor, which he is devastating. Beautifully said, Michael. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Take it easy. Great show.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Ellis in New Jersey, you're on the air.
Yes, thanks. I'm wondering, with all the wrangling going on, what the illegal aliens are still streaming across the border because they found all kinds of ways to come in. Is there any way that what do you know about how these folks are being stopped from coming across the border or what's going on in that area?
Well, Ellis, your preface to what you said is correct. They aren't. That's the sad news. They aren't. Donald Trump is not to blame at all for this. But and your other comment, your second comment, was also equally true, is that they've got lots of ways to get across the border. And they're more motivated than ever to get across the border because they know that they hear Donald Trump, they hear what he's about to do and what he intends to do. So yes, from Acapulco to Zanzibar, every loser around the world in the third world wants to get into the United States now, before the wall goes up, before internal security is erected. Before the number of Border Patrol agents is multiplied times 10, that's what Donald Trump wants to do. So they're streaming across the border. You're right. And the, you know, some good things are happening. I mean, the Border Patrol agents, they're apprehending people left and right. And their morale is greatly increased by the fact that they're working now for somebody. They are part of the executive branch. Their boss, Donald Trump, wants them to do their jobs, unlike Obama and the Bushes and the Clinton and all those other people. Stay with me, Ellis.
Sure.
We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. And what I live for is a chance to change.
We're back,
and folks.
We've got Ellis with us on the phone from New Jersey. Ellis, do you have any more pearls of wisdom for us today?
Yeah, sure. I remember about 6-7 months ago,
It was a Boston, a series of articles in a Boston news media about this guy from Guatemala who had been here 30 years, but who was a war criminal from Guatemala. He was responsible for 500 Guatemalans being killed in a civil war. And he's been living here for 30 years, landscaping, bought a home, and his employer said, oh, well, I didn't know that he was illegal. How do you deal with characters like that? It's a
yes,
mess.
And there are yeah, exactly. And there are plenty of these people who are criminals who have been granted refugee status, for example. There are people, you know, you think I'm making it up, but, you know, it's really happening, folks. In places like Mali and or Malawi in Africa, where tribes are slaughtering each other with genocide, absolute, you know, outright genocide. This is common, that the people performing the genocide, leading it, who are responsible for the deaths of thousands and tens of thousands of people, mass murderers, they are living in the United States right now as refugees. And in their refugee filing, they claim that they're afraid to go back to Malawi because there's terrorism in Malawi. These are the leaders of the Malawi terrorists. Exactly. It's as Donald Trump says, this is or it's crazy. It's crazy. And that's a good example, that Guatemalan. That's a good one there.
And luckily there was a even-handed, level-headed judge who said, no, you've got to go, because he petitioned to stay here under sanctuary status, but the judge said no. So the last report I heard and saw, I'm sorry, I read, was that his behind was deported.
Good.
But,
of course...
Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, Ed, to go back to your original question, Donald Trump needs a team that can all these great ideas that he has have to be implemented by thousands of people on a nationwide team of patriots, and that's why he says, "This is not a campaign. This is a movement." So Donald Trump needs in every border patrol office, in every county, in every part of the country. Patriots have to get into positions where they can back up the president's words with action on the local level. Let me tell you, Ellis, thank you very much for calling. And I ask you also, as I asked Michael in Wisconsin, please call the show more often. I really enjoy your thoughts. And sad to say, they're only 60 minutes in an hour, and we're out. But we'll be back again tomorrow night to pick up right where Ellis and Michael left off. We'll see you again tomorrow night, folks.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.